the Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. Interesting lineup today with Jarrett Bell from USA Today coming up. We're going to talk about the interesting subject of black coaches. We're going to talk about young coaches, the Eric Mangenius mentality that has led to the hiring of Kiffin and Tomlin, two young coaches. We're going to talk about the matchup in the Super Bowl, and in particular, I want to start off with the idea that this may have been, some people think, Peyton Manning's defining moment, even if he doesn't do well in the Super Bowl. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but here is Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News from yesterday's show.
I think this last Sunday was his defining moment in the defining game of his career. That drive with 2:17 left, that defines his career. He is now a big game quarterback. You know, for years he's been losing that game. He's been making mistakes that cost him his team a chance to reach championship. Now he made the plays. And I think it was even more telling that Tom Brady got on the field after Manning and made the turnover that ended New England's shot. You know, that was usually a role reversal. That was usually Brady making a drive, Manning following up the mistake. Not anymore.
That's Rick Goslin, and when we come back, we'll talk with Jarrett Bell. Then we'll go to Vinny Del Negro talking about the very clear duo that are the favorites to win the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns, whether Steve Nash deserves a real shot at a third straight MVP. Most people are saying that he is playing better than ever. Talk about the Nuggets a little bit and how much better they're playing, their fifth straight win. And also an interesting, rather curious firing of Dwayne Casey when the Timberwolves were playing better than expected. And finally, we'll finish today with Luke Jensen, our wonderful correspondent covering the Aussie Open in tennis down there, down under, and the surprising upset of Rafael Nadal. All that and more on Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122. We'll be right back.